It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to a violin maker about the difficulty of crafting such delicate instruments.
First, last night, the U.S. Senate finished its work without extending the surveillance provisions of the Patriot Act. Those provisions expire today, meaning that the intelligence community doesn't have the tools it says are necessary for national security.
Dustin Volz is with us to talk about what exactly expired and what's next for the Patriot Act. He's a technology policy correspondent for the National Journal. Dustin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, this is a story in progress, wrangling going on in the Senate. Where are we right now on this, Dustin?
So right now, just within the past hour, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell moved to have votes to end debate tomorrow morning, beginning at 11 a.m., so we're going to have votes on this reform bill known as the USA Freedom Act, which would restore these expired Patriot Act surveillance provisions, but with a host of transparency reforms, oversight reforms. The big thing the bill would do would end the NSA's bulk collection of U.S. call data, this program that was exposed by Edward Snowden 2 years ago. This bill has already passed the House overwhelmingly. It's supported by the White House, the intelligence community, but it has gotten stuck in the Senate for a variety of reasons, and it looks like tomorrow might be the day that they finally are able to push it through.
Now, as of midnight today, 12:01 today, I guess, what couldn't the NSA do that it could do at 11:59 Sunday night?
So the NSA phone program that I just mentioned shut down starting at midnight. The Patriot Act spy authorities, which are up for renewal every few years, they expired. But also a lot of other national security tools expired, things that the FBI uses to go after terrorist suspects, things that the other intelligence agencies use. According to the White House and according to national security professionals, these are very, very vital to national security. A lot of other folks, civil libertarians and privacy advocates, and certainly Senator Rand Paul, disagree. They say that the importance of these provisions are really overstated, and that they violate the privacy of Americans, and that really we should go back to constitutional levels of needing warrants to go after any of these suspects.
So the question of does this make us less safe, the answer depends very much on who you're asking, it sounds like.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why Senator Paul over the past couple weeks has really been making a lot of news and fundraising pitches for his presidential campaign on the idea that all of these ideas are bad ideas, that you don't need the Patriot Act in any of its form. You certainly don't need the NSA spying program, he says, because it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It was ruled illegal, the NSA program, by a federal appeals court last month, that this is sort of a post-9/11 mentality that has transcended both parties and now two administrations, both President Bush and Obama. But there are defense hawks, many of them in the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, as I mentioned, Senator Richard Burr, and some others who say, you know what, this we need these programs. The ISIS is a scary thing. Why would we want to do anything to change these powers right now when there are so many threats around the world facing us?
Now, you alluded earlier to what's being called the USA Freedom Act, passed by the House, mm-hmm. could be voted on in the Senate. What would change on that most controversial thing? How would this phone data work under this new legislation if it were to pass?
Right. So it would end the mass surveillance program, as I mentioned, but it would replace it with a more limited system where the phone companies, which already retain their business records, are asked to continue to keep those records and hand them over to the government on sort of an as-needed basis after NSA agents get judicial approval. So you're an NSA agent, you think that you have reason to believe that there's some terrorist activity or some plotting going on in a certain area, and you can ask Verizon or AT&T for certain records defined in a limited scope and say, we need these records for these amount of days. We think something's going on. That gives them the power to still look at phone records, the timestamps of calls, who you're calling, but it's not collecting, millions of calls every day as the current system is. It's really kind of paring it down to be a much smaller system.
Talking to Dustin Volz with the National Journal about the expired provisions as of last night of the U.S. Of the USA Patriot Act, changing what the NSA can do in their anti-terrorism efforts. A lot of argument back and forth on this, including in the Senate. And you've mentioned both Kentucky Senators Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell on opposite sides of this. They've been on the same side of many other issues, but this is a big rift in Kentucky's Senate delegation here.
It certainly is, and it very much puts McConnell in an awkward position, not just because he's a Kentucky senator along with Paul, but that he's endorsed him for president. He's endorsed his presidential campaign. He said, he continues to say Rand Paul would be a great president, that he has an opportunity to expand the traditional GOP base, reach out to voters that other candidates wouldn't reach out to. But this has certainly been a point of contention for them as McConnell has tried to keep the Patriot Act alive and move more quickly. And Paul has filibustered and objected basically every turn. Paul also has seemingly burned some bridges in the Senate with other Republicans who are very sort of agitated by his antics, which, not only let the Patriot Act expire in some ways, but forced him to come in last night on a Sunday, a rare Sunday session, to try to figure out a way forward, which ultimately proved mostly fruitless. As you mentioned, the Patriot Act did expire at midnight.
And it's been pointed out by some observers that this is really the first time Congress is debating this bulk collection of phone data. A lot of people say it wasn't clear in the initial Patriot Act that this was allowed, that the provision, the Section 215, allowed this kind of phone data collection. This just sort of happened, and we're not clear on whether Congress intended it to happen in the first place.
Absolutely. You're one of your state's representatives, Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, is an original author of the Patriot Act, and once the Snowden disclosures came out, he has said ever since that moment that he in no way intended for the NSA to take the word relevant, basically, and apply it to mean everything. And he has now gone from an original author of the Patriot Act to an original author of the Freedom Act, which seeks to undo a lot of the Patriot Act, specifically that NSA mass spying program. And Sensenbrenner, Representative Sensenbrenner, got a lot of support last month with that federal appeals court ruling saying, you know what, Congress, we don't believe that Congress really intended this, that most of the lawmakers were not aware that this was going on. Maybe some of them on the intelligence committees knew, but it seems very unclear that Congress really intended for this NSA spying program to exist in its current form.
Now, looking ahead for this USA Freedom Act you were just talking about, it's in the Senate's hands now, but Mitch McConnell may be trying to tack on some amendments. It might change it enough that it would have to go back to the House. What kind of changes might be in the works?
McConnell is sort of a last-ditch effort here to weaken the reform bill. He wants to lengthen the transition from this mass spying program at the NSA from 6 months under what the bill would say now to a year. He also wants to basically water down this panel of privacy advocates that would be consulting the secretive court that is used to grant surveillance orders to the NSA. There's a few other amendments he wants as well. And the big problem here is that the House, many House members have come out and already said, we want no part of your amendments. You need to pass our bill as is. If you amend it and change it, that's going to delay this. The Patriot Act will be expired for an even longer amount of time. You're really just creating another standoff here. So we could have the Freedom Act passed and signed as soon as tomorrow, but if the Senate decides to change it a little bit with these amendments from McConnell, there could be several more days, if not maybe even weeks of negotiating over these changes.
So this could go from a standoff among Republican senators to one between Republican senators and Republicans in the House if it goes that way.
Absolutely. And that's been one of the most fascinating things about this debate from the beginning, is that the House, which has very much been characterized as having stronger Tea Party Republican influences or Libertarian influences, really coalesced around this bill, and it passed with overwhelming support, Republicans and Democrats, 338 votes in the House. And Speaker Boehner, Majority Leader McCarthy, pretty much everyone on down has said, this is our bill, and that Majority Leader McConnell in the Senate, you need to stand down, that you need to understand that this is what the people want, that this is what the House wants, and deal with it. So really you do have sort of a minority of Republicans in the Senate going against not only some of their fellow Republicans and most of the Democrats in the Senate, but really virtually all of the House, because the people who voted against in the House, that minority, they voted against it not because they thought it went too far, but they thought that the reforms didn't go far enough.
We'll leave it there for now and watch this as it progresses. Dustin, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care.
That's Dustin Volt, technology policy correspondent for the National Journal, with us to talk about what's next for key provisions in the Patriot Act.